Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Wherever you live, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you for being here. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a busy day in the NFL. We've had a busy weekend in the NFL. Preseason games are over. We got cut day coming tomorrow. We got teams signing dudes. Trey Hendrickson. Well, he got a pay raise. He didn't get a full contract, not what he was looking for. Trey Hendrickson gets a deal within the hour. Terry McLaurin gets his deal in his contract early this morning. Man, we got Amari Cooper. No longer with the Buffalo Bills. He is back where he started his career with the Raiders. We got a guy on the Raiders who wants out. That's Jacoby Myers. There's a lot going on. And we got you covered all show long. How about this? Next hour, we're going to be joined by Matt Verderam from Sports Illustrated. Okay, he covers all things NFL. He's going to come through and break it all down. We're going to fill you in on the deals, the contracts. The U.S. Open is underway in Queens, New York for all my tennis fans out there. People are smoking weed in the stands and photographers are walking onto the field of play, onto the court. Yeah, things are wild in New York City. How about this? Michigan, the Wolverines. They're going with a true freshman at quarterback. Just when you thought the season couldn't get any weirder for Michigan with the suspensions and whatnot, how about this? Aaron McMahon, he's going to come through and join us later on in the show to talk about Michigan football. And so we have a lot to discuss. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. Good to be back here on a Monday, hanging out with you and everybody here. Botcher, how are you? Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday. I was just doing pretty good. College football this weekend was a little bit disappointing, though.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Not the best of games out in Dublin. Not the best of. There was more interest. Did you see the quarterback, the father and the son fighting in the in the parking lot after the game?
I saw that. I still don't know what happened with that. I'm going to blame it all on the Irish beer.
Ah, yes. Alcohol is always a good reason to, throw some blame on a lot of things. So we have no idea. His dad did apologize afterwards. And you mean to see the father and the son scrapping? You got to think the kid who actually played in the game is like, come on, man. Y'all can't be better than that. What are we doing out here? So, and then we had the whole issue with Rampage Jackson. His son was at a wrestling event and he didn't wrestle, but he decided to literally beat up one of the wrestlers, knocked him out cold, and just kind of clocked him a million times. It's a wild weekend. If countering the U.S. Open, photographers wandering onto the court. It's just been a wild weekend. But let's talk about some of the news that just took place. Congratulations, Trey Hendrickson. Trey Hendrickson, holdout is over. Trey Hendrickson, after 17 and a half sacks the past two seasons, individually, he got a pay increase. We know that he was not going to go and participate with the Bengals. He made it very clear he was not going to play on his current or his old contract, which was only going to pay him $16 million a year. Trey Hendrickson said, I'm not playing on this contract. You got to give me a better deal. Here's the deal. He is now going to make $30 million a season. Trey Hendrickson is 30 years old. And when you think about some of the top pass rushers in the NFL today, right now, Bosa's making 34 with the 49ers. Danielle Hunter and Max Crosby are making 35, one for the Texans and Crosby for the Raiders. You got Myles Garrett, who asked to be traded from the Cleveland Browns at the end of last season. Went on a whole tour. I don't want to be here and this and that. He got $40 million and then he shut the hell up. You got T.J. Watt making $41 million. Okay. Trey Hendrickson was only going to make $16 million. But now he will make $30 million. He's showing up to work. And instead of making $30 million this year and, I don't know, $30 million next year and $30 million the year after that, he's only on a one-year contract. Trey Hendrickson is going to be an unrestricted free agent at the end of this season. And so if he wants to move on and go elsewhere, he can certainly do so. He has one more year left on his contract. And so this is the most Bengals thing ever. Think about a team that is known for being cheap, making their players recycle equipment, making the players' families, you know, wait outside in the cold instead of having a designated area. I mean, we've heard horror stories about the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, listen, are they the Dallas Cowboys? No. All right, they're not one of these teams making tons and tons and tons and tons of money. Their valuation isn't sitting at $15 billion. As a matter of fact, I believe the Bengals have the lowest woe-is-them valuation of any NFL franchise and closer to $5 billion. Oh, woe-is-them. They can't afford, I don't know, for breakfast. They got to make their players pay for lunch. Welcome to the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm still shocked that they came to a compromise for 30, and what they'll probably do is let him walk at the end of the year, because apparently they do not want to give him a long-term deal. They don't want to give him a lot of money up front, and I get it. They decided to go all in on offense. Joe Burrow making $55 million a year. T. Higgins making $30 million a year. I mean, you look at Ja'Marr Chase, he's making $35. Like, they got to pay somebody on defense. They hope that they can have Shamar Stewart out there, that he can emerge, maybe go sack the quarterback, and then they won't feel so bad when Trey Hendrickson goes out there and leaves next season. Because the writing is pretty much on the wall. If they don't want to pay him now, what makes you think that the Bengals want to go ahead and pay Trey Hendrickson next season? I find it highly unlikely. I want you to listen to this report. This news broke maybe about 30, 40 minutes ago. This is from CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking news and great news if you're a Bengals fan. Trey Hendrickson ending his hold in with the Bengals. Our Jonathan Jones reporting that he's going to get a $14 million raise for one season, go from $16 million to right around $30 million this season. Hendrickson had been holding in because after leading the NFL in sacks last season, he wanted to be one of the highest paid ends in football. He doesn't get the long-term deal, maybe even not the guaranteed money, but he does get a significant raise for this upcoming season.
Yeah, he gets a significant raise, but he's going to have the opportunity to walk out the door at 31 years old for next season and see if he can get a longer-term contract somewhere else. Well, maybe the Bengals pay. I find it highly unlikely, given what we have just witnessed and seen. And, you know, it's bad timing for the Cincinnati Bengals. Congratulations, Trey Hendrickson. At least he got a raise for this season. We got another horror story of how bad and cheap the Bengals are. Like when Boomer Esiason last week, who is now the morning show host on WFAN in New York City, he's in the Bengals Ring of Honor, okay? This man, as they so eloquently pointed out, Boomer has his name on the inside of the stadium. They recently invited him back for another player going into the Ring of Honor. The Bengals will not even pick up his flight. They will not pick up his hotel. You mean to tell me you, as an NFL franchise, you can't pay for a guy's flight and a one night in a hotel? You want to talk about the culture of an organization. These are the type of things that stick. These are the type of things that people remember, that the fans remember, that the players who played there remember. The Bengals are horrific. Listen to Boomer on WFAN.
The Bengals organization is excited to celebrate our Legends community and kindly invites you and a guest to join us in celebrating Dave Lapham and Lamar Parrish on Ring of Honor weekend in October, culminating at our game on Sunday, October 26th, when the Bengals take on the New York Jets.
That's awesome. That's
that would be very nice. More details are below, and we kindly ask you RSVP no later than Friday, August 22nd.
So that's today.
That's today.
Wow.
So
got to make a decision.
To guarantee your seats.
Oh, okay.
Ring of Honor weekend, you and a guest can receive two complimentary tickets with an opportunity to purchase an additional if you wish to our celebratory events below by submitting the RSVP form. If you are traveling in for the weekend from out of town, we have secured a block of rooms at the Resonance Cincinnati Downtown Hotel.
Wait, hold on.
What? Renaissance.
A block of rooms. Usually when people say a block of rooms, it's like a wedding thing and you have to go on there and say, I'm part of this party.
Yeah, but this is why they sent it. So the Renaissance Cincinnati Downtown Hotel at a preferred discounted rate.
Hold on.
So I can book my group rate for the Ring of Honor weekend. Rooms are limited, so please book directly for early and the best rate. We'll look forward to hosting you in the jungle for an unforgettable weekend. Don't hesitate to reach out to me or another guy on the staff with any questions. Thank you and Hooday.
Hooday?
Hooday.
Who they think they are, making you pay for your own hotel room.
Yeah. You can't make these things up. The Bengals make their players buy lunch in the facility. The Bengals make their players use recycled items. The Bengals are the Bengals. Congratulations to Trey Hendrickson. Getting his new contract, getting his new deal. But after this year, I have a feeling that guy is gone. Botch are the most Bengals thing ever here.
Yes, they can only afford to get through 1 year deal. So am I surprised? Not really. Am I disappointed? Yes, because I feel like this guy has put all his effort into this team for the last 2-3 years from the Saints, and you don't even try to get him a long-term deal like Joe Burrow, like Ja'Marr Chase, like T. Higgins. You have to settle for a 1 year pay raise, and then you're probably going to let him go.
Well, yeah, and then their approach is, well, fine, great. Then we won't have to pay him anymore, which is bad for a Bengals fan, and even in a larger way, just looking at the team, if you're Joe Burrow, and sure, we're all the geniuses who like to say, well, if they want to keep these teams together, the quarterbacks need to take less money. You take less money at your job. How about that? You take less money at your job. But ultimately, when you take a look around the NFL, and specifically, forget the NFL, when you take a look at the Bengals, if you're Joe Burrow, and you hear something like this, and you're in the room or you're in the locker room and you hear something like this, you go, hey, that guy's one of our best dudes. And no player wants to get involved in somebody else's contract dispute. People want to stay out of it unless they're just going to try to support you. That's it. There's nothing else to do. And if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm saying to myself, am I just going to be stuck here forever with this team just like this? With this cheap-ass owner, Mr. Brown, am I just going to be here for the rest of my career suffering as they nickel and dime things? You know, Joe Burrow may take the approach of, hey, you know what, next contract, I need to leave a little bit more money on the table because this team is a bunch of cheapskates, and he shouldn't need to. It's kind of pathetic. You know, if I'm in that room, if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like, man, I went to one Super Bowl. Is that where we're maxing out? Are we going to do this forever? Are we competing for championships? Are we out here nickel and diming? Because the offense can get the job done. And sure, who knows what happens this season? Who knows what will happen next offseason? Maybe they struck it rich with Ja'Marr Stewart. Maybe he goes out there and gets 10 sacks in his rookie year. I highly doubt it. But the Bengals are going to be the Bengals. And that is cheap. Congratulations, Trey Hendrickson. Kind of, sort of. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much to get into. I told you, Matt Verderam is going to come through and join us next hour to break down everything going on in the NFL. We only have one guy left who's currently holding in, and that happens to be Michael Parsons. We'll get into Michael Parsons. A lot of conversations about his behavior on Friday night's game as they hosted, the Cowboys hosted the Falcons, and he was hanging out on the trainer's table. And so we'll get into Michael Parsons. Matt Verderam will come through and talk with us about everything NFL. I told you about Terry McLaurin getting a new deal. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. And we got Cal Raleigh still out here smashing home runs for the Seattle Mariners. I told you about the U.S. Open. Michigan has named itself a starting quarterback. We got guys getting cut. There's still dudes looking for trades. We have a lot to get into here for the rest of the show. If you want to participate, you can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, we'll get into some of the wide receivers because Terry McLaurin, he got paid. Amari Cooper just signed with a new team. And then you got Jacoby Myers who says, well, you know what? I want to trade from the Raiders. We'll get into all the wide receiver drama on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, you can do that. Easy. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to think. Yeah, use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about Trey Hendrickson finally getting a new deal. He only got a pay raise. He did not get a contract extension. He's now going to make $30 million a year instead of the $16 that he was slated to make. He'll be a free agent, an unrestricted free agent, at the conclusion of this season. So this is not a long-term deal. This is almost a little bit of a Band-Aid, a temporary fix for both Trey Hendrickson and the Cincinnati Bengals, where he shows up to work and goes out there and participates. We had a couple other deals that went on not too long ago, maybe about 20 minutes ago. We learned that Amari Cooper has signed a one-year contract to return to the Las Vegas Raiders. He started his career with the Raiders back in 2015 when they were still in Oakland, about four seasons there, had another four seasons in Dallas, had three seasons in Cleveland, and then he was actually traded. The Buffalo Bills used a couple of picks to bring in Amari Cooper last year to try to have him go out there and be their number one veteran wide receiver. And he only hauled in about more than 200 yards receiving. He did have a wrist issue. And so Amari Cooper, waiting until almost the start of the regular season to latch on and sign with the team. Well, he's back to the Raiders. He didn't have to go out there and participate in a grueling training camp. And so good on Amari Cooper. I mean, it was only a couple seasons ago in 2023 that he hauled in 1,200 yards receiving and it had five touchdowns for the Cleveland Browns. And so Amari Cooper is in. And then we hear that Jacoby Myers wants out. You can't make this up. I don't think these two issues are related. We learned about Jacoby Myers' situation earlier today, late last night, that he wants out of Las Vegas. He was their leading receiver last year, 1,000 yards receiving and four touchdowns. But when you do this with a team like the Raiders, when you do this on a team that's not necessarily out there competing, I don't know if it has the same impact to just say, I want to trade. I mean, bro, you're playing for the Raiders. You happen to be their top wide receiver. You know, you're not one of the top wide receivers in the entire game. I would kind of just relax on that. A little bit different if somebody like Michael Parsons says, I want to trade. Or Trey Hendrickson says, I want to trade. Jacoby Myers is not in that space. I had to kind of giggle a little bit. I'm like, this guy wants out of there. Listen to what Jonathan Jones had to say on CBS.
Yeah, so remember a couple years ago, Jacoby Myers signed that three-year, $33 million contract with the Raiders. That was a couple general managers ago. Now he's in the final year of his deal. Just had a 1,000-yard season, and he and the Raiders apparently cannot come to terms on any sort of contract extension. And so he's looking for a potential way out. Again, a number of teams out there in the NFL looking for quality wide receiver help. So this is a well-timed trade request for Jacoby Myers. Now, will the Raiders actually acquiesce? They can't afford to lose Jacoby Myers when you look at this depth chart. This is not a good wide receiver room, and he is very clearly their top wide receiver. Now, of course, they have weapons around Geno Smith.
Yeah, they have weapons. They just drafted Ashton Jeanty to run the football. You still have one of the best tight ends in the entire game in Brock Bowers, who shaved his head, and now... Bacha, he shaved his head. What is that? Does he mean he's good for another like 500 yards because of this?
You know what's crazy? I've seen the picture of Brock Bowers with a bald head, and it looks fake still. And I have not turned on a Raiders preseason game to confirm or deny if he's actually bald.
Huh.
I don't know if it was a joke post, but I still haven't seen Brock Bowers bald. But either way, if he goes bald, he's going record year for the tight ends.
Yeah, he's 22 years old. Like, that's kind of that's kind of early to cut your hair, right, or accept it?
Yeah, some people, it makes you look cooler. And for him, maybe it helps him.
Yeah, I see a couple of shots here. They're not in a game, but it looks like official Raiders shots of him, with the bald head. So we'll see what he does. Not a wide receiver. Place tight end last year, Brock Bowers in his rookie season, 1,100 yards receiving to also go along with 5 touchdowns. That's not bad for a rookie. But if you think about the wide receivers, without a shadow of a doubt, Jacoby Myers is number one. And then you can certainly take a look at Amari Cooper now in the building. So Geno has some weapons to work with. I don't think Amari Cooper is cooked. And so certainly I believe that the two of them will work things out. Come on, man. I don't see Jacoby Myers being traded, even with Amari Cooper now in the building. There is somebody who did get paid. His name is Terry McLaurin. He was entering into the final year of his contract. He was only going to make $22 million a year for the Washington Commanders. This is Jaden Daniels' number one target. Last year, he hauled in 13 touchdowns. He reportedly was looking for a deal that was going to get him $33 million a season. Instead, making a little less than that. Now at $32 million a season, here's the report from CBS Sports.
We got breaking news out of the NFL where Terry McLaurin has gotten paid finally, has agreed to a 3-year extension with the Commanders. That's the latest from our Jonathan Jones. His new contract will reportedly pay him $96 million. That deal makes him the 6th highest paid receiver in the league by average salary, tied with A.J. Brown. And take a look at it for yourself. McLaurin has been holding in this offseason in search of a new deal in D.C., but take a look at it. That contract through 2028, and that's about right what we thought he was. Remember, it was all the conversation up there, D.K. Metcalf money at $33 million, and Terry coming in. Back it up! Tied for 6 at $32 million for Scary Terry.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the range. Ja'Marr Chase is making 40. Justin Jefferson is making 35. CeeDee Lamb is at 34. DK Metcalf, 33. Garrett Wilson of the Jets is at 32.5. A.J. Brown is 32. And Terry McLaurin is right there at 32. Amon-Ra St. Brown is at 30. Brandon Ayuk, who's missing in action due to that torn ligament, the torn ligaments in his knee. And Brandon Ayuk sitting there at $30 million along with Tyreek Hill. And so Terry McLaurin should be fine. There was no way in hell that Terry McLaurin was moving on from the Washington Commanders. That was not going to happen. You don't have a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Have the historic season that he just did. You don't chop him down at the knees his second year by moving on from his number one wide receiver. I understand the Commanders added Deebo Samuel, but there was no way in hell that they were going to go ahead and let this guy walk. So congratulations, Terry McLaurin, getting paid as well by the Washington Commanders. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We've had some interesting cuts as well. Tomorrow, NFL teams have to have their rosters down to 53. And so that's tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time. So we got a lot of teams that have already decided to kind of move things ahead. So, for instance, the Detroit Lions. This is news here. Dan Skipper on their offensive line. He's now gone. The Lions just announced this Well, this was just announced about 20 minutes ago. We told you about Amari Cooper. He's back with the Raiders. We have Hendon Hooker speaking of the Lions. The Lions have said no thank you to Hendon Hooker. He was looking real great at Tennessee until he blew out his knee. Think about someone like, well, this is a crazy story, Desmond Watson, Botcher. The guy who's what, 430, 440 pounds? The Bucs have, they cut him.
That's not a surprise. You could have put anything on that. He didn't play a single game. Did he even practice? He was just there for, I guess, the gym.
I don't. They drafted him, so is another team picking him up? Is he going to end up on a practice squad? Apparently, he wasn't losing weight to the plan that they had allocated for him. And so I know everybody, it seems online, people are like, well, you drafted him and you knew he was gigantic. And so why did you draft him and waste the pick? He is listed at 6'5", 449 pounds. He would have been the heaviest player to ever be or participate in an NFL game. Apparently, he's going to have to wait. And we don't even know how much weight the Buccaneers wanted him to lose. We don't know what the heck that's going to do. Somebody will give him a look if it's not the Buccaneers. Somebody will give him a look. And then we got people who are even blaming the Florida Gators for not having him prepared for the league. At the end of the day, man, it's up to him. It's up to him. I don't know what Desmond Watson is doing when he's not standing around on the side of the field. I don't know. He might be eating food. I don't know. Well, Boccia, obviously, he's eating food, right?
Yes. Or he's not working out, one or the other.
Well, whatever he's doing is, it's not to the liking of the Buccaneers. And so he's been cut. And between today and the time we're back on air tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, we're going to have a lot of guys that have been cut. I don't think we've had that gigantic name yet, but we're going to have maybe a name or two that are just going to be eligible to end up on somebody else's team. Let's see how the quarterback carousel continues to move along as well. We've already seen Carson Wentz and Sam Howell. Got Wentz now behind J.J. McCarthy. So the quarterback carousel has already started moving, and guys have already started being cut. Hey, welcome to the NFL. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of the NFL draft, yep, college football season, it is underway. It started over the weekend. I'm not going to say it started with the biggest bang, but we're going to get into that matchup that we saw between Iowa State and Kansas State. We got a lot of Arch Manning mania that's going on right now as Texas gets ready to start their season. And then we had the Michigan Wolverines make a big announcement when it comes down to their quarterback. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Shedeur Sanders, had a pretty bad Saturday afternoon. We'll get into Michael Parsons. There's a lot to do. But right now, let's get into a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we got all this NFL news coming through. Hendrickson getting a deal and Terry McLaurin getting a deal. Amari Cooper signing a one-year contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. Jacoby Myers wants to be traded from the Las Vegas Raiders. But we did have the start of the college football season over the weekend. I spent my Saturday afternoon at noon watching Iowa State go out there and beat Kansas State. This game took place in Dublin, Ireland. They beat them 24-21. Okay, Iowa State pretty aggressive at the end of the game. Kansas State was trying to get back into it. They went for it on a fourth down, and they pretty much, ended the game from there. It was a slow start. I mean, we saw a lot of turnovers right at the opening of the game. We didn't get too much offense until we got to the second half of it. Shout-outs to Rocco Becht. It's kind of crazy, man. I remember watching his dad, Anthony Becht, play tight end for the New York Jets. And now here his son is in college throwing a rock around. He accounted for three touchdowns. He ran for one. And then, he rushed for one and threw two in the air. And so Iowa State opens things up in a Big 12 that is basically going to be everybody beating the living hell out of each other all season long. Like, I don't think there's one team in the Big 12 that is head and shoulders above the rest. They're just going to be out for blood. And so I don't think anybody is discounted here. Iowa State has beat Kansas State in five of the last six seasons. It was an ugly one. Quarterback Avery Johnson, Kansas State, his family was fighting in the parking lot after the game. And after the game, he had to talk about how bad they were in the first half. Listen to this.
It was downpouring in the first half, so it's hard to get a grip of the ball. And then we just try to, kind of rely on our run game a little bit. But couldn't really get anything started, couldn't get anything going. We got to start faster if we want to win games, especially against good teams like Iowa State.
Listen, man, they have to play in the weather too, okay? Not an excuse, but hey, everybody was out there playing. And as Botcher said early in the show, we have no idea why this guy's dad and brother, father and son, his family, was out there scrapping in the parking lot. None of my business why it happened. They just said that they're sorry, they're embarrassed, and they've moved on. What are you going to do? People fight in Ireland all the time. People fight at sporting events all the time. Just not normally a father and a son. Somebody had to pull them apart. It's like, hey, it's pretty embarrassing, guys. Get it together. Anyway, that was on Saturday. Man, let's get to the real matchups this upcoming weekend. At noon, we got the Longhorns of Texas. We get to see Arch Manning fully take the reins of the Longhorns as he takes on the Ohio State University. Okay, not too shabby on their end as well. We got to see what Julian Sand can go out there and do. He's been named the starting quarterback for Ohio State. And Arch Mania is running wild. People want to know what he's going to do. His head coach, Sark, he pretty much said, listen, man, you just got to relax and be yourself.
It's go be him. That's really our messaging to all of our players, though. You don't have to do anything you've never done before. We're not asking any superhuman efforts of you to do anything that is extraordinary. Just go be you. What you've done is good enough to get us to this point and to get him to this point in this juncture of his career.
Yeah, but we've seen him a little bit in mop-up duty. We've seen him go out there and run the football. We saw him make one start last year against a garbage team. There are expectations here for Arch Manning. The expectations are so high, his grandpa is answering questions about what Arch is going to do come the NFL draft time. There's real big expectations for Arch to go out here and really do some damage, especially the fact that, hey, Texas historically more recently, they've had trouble putting the football in the end zone, especially as they get closer to it. Listen to what Sark had to say about that.
You guys want a really cool stat? So 2 years ago, okay, 2 years ago, we were just over 50% touchdowns in the red area. Last year, we were 64% touchdowns in the red area. So we did make some improvements. We just need to continue to improve.
Nice. Botcher, is how many different ways are people going to say the red zone? Red zone, red area. I feel like every year there's a new term. Somebody tries to get cool about it.
Was there money zone was one of them, right? The green zone. That seems like that Nick Sirianni would say something like that.
Yeah, can we just call it the red zone, all right? Everybody got to get real specific. Hey, guys, I'm going to call it a different name so we can stand out and really emphasize that we need to score when we get inside the 20. It's just everybody's going to come up with something. So, yeah, we got Arch Manning and Ohio State. That'll be fun to watch. We have Alabama versus Florida State. We have LSU versus Clemson. Really looking forward to that one. And then how about this? This is a pretty cool one as well. We have Michigan taking on New Mexico. Now, there's a full expectation that Michigan beats the living hell out of New Mexico. We also know that Sharon Moore, this man is going to be suspended. He's facing a 3-game suspension. But a bigger story, we learned earlier today, who is going to be out there throwing the rock for the Michigan Wolverines. We know when they won a championship 2 years ago, J.J. McCarthy was the QB. We know that it was going to be a down year last season. It sure as hell was. They went 8-5. Davis Warren was the QB, and let's just say that was pretty ugly. And they really lucked out. Bryce Underwood, who just flipped from LSU to joining Michigan, he's going to be the true freshman starting quarterback for the Wolverines. And so this is going to be very interesting to see, you know, how he performs and he goes out there. And I don't want to say it's a soft landing, a soft start versus New Mexico, but pretty wild to see this true freshman go out there and get the ball. This is Sharon Moore making that announcement.
Bryce Underwood will be our starting quarterback. I'll confirm that. You know, he's earned the opportunity. It was not given to him. All the other quarterbacks had a really good camp as well. You know, really thought Jaden Davis has really come along and taken the next steps. He'll be the two behind him, and he's done a really good job. But Bryce took the necessary steps and really took the position. You know, took ownership of his abilities and took ownership of the team and became a leader on the team and a guy that guys look to. So, you know, just did the things the right way and used his skill and never tried to do too much for a young guy, very mature. Beyond his years, and he's still only 18 years old, so he's going to make mistakes. But that's what we're here for, coaches and players. We're all going to support him as he goes on this journey. We go on this journey together. So, but he's earned that job.
Yeah, let's see what this journey looks like. So, Sharon Moore is not going to be suspended. This is the self-imposed suspension that Michigan laid down on him. So he'll be gone week 3 and 4 of this season. But the NCAA. I guess they got a heart and a soul, maybe a little bit. No, not really. Outside of fining Michigan $20 to $30 million, he's gonna miss game 1 of next year. So he gets to stand on the sideline and watch his 18-year-old go out there and do some damage. Pretty wild. The last time we saw a true freshman, I think, really doing damage was last year. We had a Jeremiah Smith. Well, just since he got started, this man is just like, hey, guys, I got you, what, 1,500, 1,400 yards? Damn, what is this? 1,300 yards and 15 touchdowns last year. Bacha, did they make him in a lab?
No. It's probably just tough, gritty practices. Or he's
tough,
really talented.
Practices made him this way at Ohio State?
Maybe. Or it's the championship culture.
I don't know. They must be making people in a lab when the guy's 18. He's 6'3", 223. He can jump out of the gym. That long jump, crazy. Strength is crazy. 18 years old. Jeremiah Smith is going to be different as he just continues to progress in college. He has to wait a couple more seasons before he could even get into the NFL. So he's the last freshman that I can remember from last year probably had the biggest impact as an Ohio State went out there and won a championship. And now we're going to see what Bryce Underwood does for Michigan. He's no small guy by any stretch of the imagination himself. 6'4", 228 pounds as an 18-year-old. There's a possibility that Bryce Underwood does some more growing over the next several years. He's going to be a giant quarterback. And we heard all the rumors about him moving from LSU and switching over to Michigan. Did Tom Brady give him a call? It's kind of surprising that he was even heading out to LSU in the first place, given the fact that he was winning state championships in the state of Michigan. And now he gets to stay at home and play for the Wolverines. Last week, before we even found out this news, he says, you know what? I'm not just a regular freshman. He says people are about to find out. This is what he told the Big Ten Network.
Just to shock the world, you know, they seen a lot of freshmen, but I feel like nobody's seen a freshman like me. So
what are some of the goals you have for yourself?
Honestly, do whatever it takes to get my team to wherever they want to be, which is the national championship. Of course, being Ohio State is one of the other things as well. So however I can prepare my team like that, that's what I'm willing to do.
Wow. Well, we know Bryce Underwood. He already understands you got to go out there and beat Ohio State. We just heard Jeremiah Smith. He pretty much said that I hate everything about Michigan. And so these two guys, they should make niceties before the games get ready to go out and start, or at least at the end of the season when they get ready to go out there and play. We're going to have Aaron McMahon join us. He covers all things Michigan for MLive as well as Ann Arbor News, and then we'll get his thoughts on this announcement from the Wolverines. And what does he think about the suspensions and Sherrone Moore? What can we expect? Yeah, Michigan, Ohio State, they hate each other. We'll get the thoughts from Aaron McMahon. We'll do that in a few hours. And then even listening to Bryce Underwood, Bacha, I'll tell you this, he does not sound like a guy who's 18 years old. Let's play that clip again.
Just a shock to where, you know, they seen a lot of freshmen, but I feel like nobody's seen a freshman like me. So,
What are some of the goals you have for yourself?
Honestly, do whatever it takes to get my team to wherever they want to be, which is the national championship. Of course, beating Ohio State is one of the other things as well. So however I can prepare my team like that, that's what I'm willing to do.
Bocci, he sounds like he's 40 years old.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, maybe it's the way they're playing in high school, their training regimen, or what's that, whatever's in the water, the Gatorade they have there. These kids are not normal.
Well, he ain't normal. I want to see what he does. So, and yeah, of course he's going to have an up and down season. He got a little bit of that that Greg Oden. When Greg Oden was 18 years old running around for Ohio State, Greg Oden, he looked like and sounded like he was 40 years old. Did Greg Oden look his age?
No, not at all. He's also just a monster of a man. He was tall. So yeah. It's hard to compare with quarterbacks, but even though he is 6'4", right?
He's 18 years old. He's 6'4", 228 pounds. You don't think he's going to shoot up maybe another inch or two?
And maybe put on a couple pounds of muscle? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. The guy's not even a complete product yet. So we'll see what he looks like his freshman year here at Michigan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, speaking of quarterbacks, we had a guy who came out of college. He looked good. He looked bad. Oh, he looked real bad over the weekend. I'm talking about Shedeur Sanders. Is his time up in Cleveland? We'll get into it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.